and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. More Supreme Court opinions expected Friday. Justices have just 1 week before their summer break and have 17 more cases to release. Among those still outstanding, former President Trump's immunity claim. After several days of high temperatures, millions of Americans are in for more record heat.
From Oklahoma City to Little Rock, Nashville, Washington, D.C., as we go through the latter half of the weekend, all have a shot of breaking records. So we're not done with it.
That's ABC's meteorologist Ginger Z. President Biden signing a disaster declaration for the state of New Mexico after devastating wildfires have burned through 23,000 acres. Officials say at least 1,400 buildings have been destroyed. At least two people are confirmed dead. South Korea's military firing warning shots on Thursday to repel members of North Korea's military who they say temporarily crossed the country's border. This is ABC News. New details being released on a mass shooting in Oakland, California during a Juneteenth celebration on Wednesday. ABC's Alex Stone has the latest.
It was around 9 p.m. when bullets started flying at Lake Merritt in Oakland. Police now say 15 people were shot and one was assaulted in the chaos. Police say a fight had broken out where an illegal sideshow was underway. Police tried to direct the crowd to a safe area during the shooting, but the people punched and pushed the officers. Over 50 shell casings were found at the scene. At least one gunshot victim was critically injured. Nobody has been arrested for the shooting. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Fans, colleagues, and family paying tribute to actor Donald Sutherland, who died Thursday at the age of 88. Elliot Gould, Sutherland's co-star in the sitcom MASH, said in a statement, quote, Donald was a giant, not only physically, but also as a talent. Sutherland's son, Kiefer, saying that his father lived a life well lived. I'm Mark Remillard, ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio.
Earl Ingram.
This relationship that I'm having with my phone, it's a one-way trip to hell. Al from Milwaukee.
What's her name?
Who?
This person you have this relationship with.
My phone. Man, my wife is listening. What are you talking about, man?
I teach healthy relationships, so you can enroll in my class. It starts at 10 o'clock.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's like testosterone and overload and whatever,
testosterone.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The state law library will be renamed for Lavinia Goodell, the first woman lawyer in Wisconsin. Goodell moved to Wisconsin in 1871 and drafted a bill to guarantee women the ability to practice law in Wisconsin, which became law in 1877. The law library was named for former conservative Justice David Prosser. Turning waste from factory farms into fuel may not be the green energy boon its supporters say it is. Chris Hunt is a researcher for the Socially Responsible Agriculture Project. He says biogas doesn't solve the problem.
If we put money toward biogas, we're essentially helping to subsidize and further entrench industrial livestock production.
Biogas supporters say anaerobic digesters can be responsibly regulated. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers bow to the Padres.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 7-6 loss to the Padres in San Diego. The Padres jumped out to a 4-1 lead in the first. In the seventh, the Brewers had a chance to tie the game with bases loaded, two outs, but pinch hitter Gary Sanchez striking out. Then, bottom of the ninth, Two outs, two strikes, and Jake Cronenworth with a walk-off homer against the Brewers' Yoel Piups. They'll play again Friday night. Other baseball headlines, the Brewers have lost another pitcher for the year. 25-year-old Robert Gasser, a promising fastball pitcher, has opted to have Tommy John surgery on his sore left elbow. He's going to be out for a year. NFL, the Packers claim place kicker James Turner off waivers from the Lions. Turner kicked for the national champion Michigan Wolverines last season. And just how good can Jordan Love be?
I got to be honest with you. I think the guy's a stud. He is going to get paid. They may have already even pretty much agreed. They're just probably just waiting.
That's former Packers left tackle David Bakhtiari with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies and some showers and storms settling in during the overnight. Lower 60s and light east winds. On Friday, showers and storms around and some heavy rainfall a possibility. Afternoon highs will reach the lower to middle 70s. Currently 62 degrees.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time as our old friend Peter Rapine of EPOM's World stops by with a lighter look at the week in review. Do not miss it.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, welcome back to the second hour of our program. On the line with us, our old buddy Dean Obidala, the host of the Dean Obidala Show right here on Sirius XM Progress Channel 127, weekdays 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 to 6 p.m. Pacific. He's also a columnist with CNN, a contributor to the New Republic, and most importantly, Dean publishes regularly a free newsletter that if you have not subscribed to, you need to get over to Substack.com and just plug in Dean's Report, the Dean's Report. D-E-A-N apostrophe S. It's Dean's newsletter. The DeanObidala.substack.com is the URL. But if you don't know how to spell his name, just plug it into, just go to Substack and you just plug it right in there. Dean, welcome back to the program. I loved the piece that you wrote about how the Republican Party wants to impose on us far more than just the Ten Commandments.
Absolutely. Obviously, Tom, I'm happy to be on. I'm glad you're feeling better and your team is feeling better. I know that I read your newsletter when you were on the way from COVID, so I'm glad you bounced back here. So to me, look, I think people know this now. Louisiana, the governor there, Jeff Landry, signed yesterday a law mandating that the Ten Commandments be posted in every school that gets public funding from kindergarten to college. And for fun, I went back and watched the trailer from the movie, The Ten Commandments, from 1956, with Charlton Heston. And all I can say is, let my people go. Let us go from this. Tom, what we're faced with is a right-wing religious supremacist movement, and you can call it religious fascism, where they want to turn their religious beliefs and make it into the law of the land. So if their only goal was with the Ten Commandments up on the schools, that would be unconstitutional, but we could perhaps live with it if we had to. This is just a little bit. I mean, they've been emboldened since Roe v. Wade was overturned by the GOP Supreme Court in 2022, and it's gone on from there. And as I wrote about my article, because people might be like, wasn't there a Supreme Court decision on the idea of putting Ten Commandments in public schools? Yes, you're right. In 1980, Stone versus Graham, Supreme Court said it was unconstitutional. The problem is, Tom, that case, Stone versus Graham, relied on another case, Lemon versus Kurtzman, this famous Kurtzman three-prong test on the Establishment Clause. Well, after 50 years, this Supreme Court, 2022, overturned Lemon versus Kurtzman, meaning now it is easier for Republicans to establish their religion as law. And the whole idea is the First Amendment, the first clause is Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of any religion. Simply means government should not show favor through government policy to one religion over another. And that's what this is doing. So, Tom, this is just part and parcel of a movement to usher in, to turn America into a Christian version of Saudi Arabia, to be honest. And I say Christian in air quotes, because it's not about the faith of Christianity. It's about controlling everyone consistent with their right-wing, bastardized view of a beautiful faith.
Yeah, let's be very clear about this. This and the destroying unions and putting working people under the thumb of right-wing billionaires and depriving women of the right to an abortion and ultimately even to birth control. You've got a senator, I didn't realize this, but you know, somebody called from Alabama and said that Senator Katie Britt has got this video about how women don't need to go to college. I mean, all of that is one, it's all one fabric. And I think that, you know, you're saying they want to turn America into Saudi Arabia. To some Americans might sound really weird or inflammatory, but I think the parallels, and this is more than just the camel's nose under the tent. The parallels are striking. And this activist court has just undone so much of the Warren Court's good work for, you know, during the 50s, 60s, and 70s.
Yeah, and to your very to the point, Lemon versus Kurtzman was a Berger. He actually Warren Berger wrote the decision. It was a unanimous decision. And the whole idea was to prevent, especially in schools where they're very protective, of somehow saying to students there, this is the religion of the United States of America. And if you're not down with that, then you're going to feel uncomfortable in school. You might feel coerced to follow that faith. We don't want that in the United States of America. And the irony, Tom, is that people on the right for years have said that Muslims, my people, wanted to impose Sharia law, wanted to turn our religion into law. And I wrote articles for the Daily Beast 10 years ago going, no, I interviewed Muslims all over the country. They go, nobody wants that. What they were doing is projecting. The right-wing evangelical Christians want their religion to be the law of the land, even if it means any democracy. And I think people have to understand that. Religious fundamentalists, democracy is a speed bump on the way to their dreams. And we must be aware of it is an anti-democratic movement, the evangelical right-wing movement in America. So, Tom, they will jettison democracy to impose their religious beliefs. And look what they've done now. The Dobbs decision in 2022, the result is 14 states ban abortion at day one of conception, even most times in the case of rape. They are forcing women against their will to carry a fetus to term because that's what their religion says should be the law. And that is religious barbarism. They are killing women. They don't, my article studies, they are literally killing women, and these Republicans are fine with it. And if you will force a woman to carry a fetus to term against her will, especially if she's been raped and it's the rapist fetus, you are capable of, there's no bottom to the level of barbarity and vile evilness that you will inflict on people. And that's what people have to wake up to. It is a movement. It's not anti-abortion, Tom. It's not just that. It's everything you laid out, banning birth control, and then the perfect, horrific storm of the wealthy and the oligarchs who want to get rid of unions and strike down minimum wage laws, make it harder to tax the wealthy. This perfect storm, and it's right in front of us now, again in 2024.
Yeah, and an awful lot of it's going to be decided by this election, including possibly the fate of the Supreme Court. You know, if we can get a solid majority in the Senate, we might be able to get some ethics reform at the very least. I'd love to see the court expanded, but you know, I think you're absolutely right. And excuse me, Americans just don't seem to get it. They don't seem to get the stakes here. I think increasingly women are starting to figure it out, or at least younger women. But it just astonishes me that Trump and the Republican Party have the popularity levels that they do. How do you explain that? And by the way, who do you think Trump is going to pick for VP? I'm betting J.D. Vance.
I think Trump picks a white guy. I mean, whatever name you want to give that to. J.D. Vance, Doug Burgum is boring, the governor who's rich. I think that Trump might like him. I think J.D. Vance is too ambitious. He's like in his late 30s and has a track record of calling Trump even Hitler in 2016, which is going to come up all over the place. Look what Trump's own vice president said about him, and they're going to run those in ads. He literally said he'll be like Hitler back in 2015, J.D. Vance. He just got confronted with it recently. I think that's a little problematic.
Interesting.
But look, I think our fellow Americans, some get it. Some think we are being overheated, Tom. They think we're being hyperbolic. And maybe you're more reason. Perhaps in the past I've been hyperbolic, and I wish I wasn't. So when I say stuff now like our democratic republic's on the line, our freedom's on the line, they don't think I'm just being over the top. Because I never called George W. Bush a fascist. I've called Donald Trump a fascist because it fulfills the definition and MAGA is a fascist movement. I mean, they embrace violence. So this is a very unique time for us. Getting back to the Supreme Court, Tom, I think Biden should make Supreme Court reform. You can call it just that, a package of ethics and term limits on the Supreme Court, which polls like at 70% of Americans, make it a big part of the campaign. I think that will energize people, especially those on the base who are not really that excited for whatever reason.
You know,
reason
FDR did that in 36.
Well, but
he ran
look,
against
but
the Supreme Court.
He did, and I think Biden hinted to it last weekend at the big fundraiser with George Clooney, saying it's out of step and there's something wrong here. There is. Today's Supreme Court is no longer a court, Tom, as we know it. It's simply an arm of the GOP. It might as well be the Republican National Committee, because every decision is where Republicans line up. You don't need a law degree to predict where this court's going. Just look, what is the GOP position? That's what they'll deliver. And what they're doing with Donald Trump in delaying the appeal of the immunity case is that they're just protecting the leader of their party. That's all this is. It is that so base. And sometimes people think, oh, the court's not like that. Maybe in the past they weren't. They are now. And Judge Aileen Cannon, if Trump wins, the entire judiciary looks like Judge Aileen Cannon in Florida, who might as well sit at the table with Trump's lawyers next to him. And it'll look like, you know, Alito and Thomas. And you have, you know, Kavanaugh and Gorsuch, a little bit smarter versions. At the end of the day, and Barrett, they're all Republicans. They're going to deliver for Republican power every time.
Yeah. You saw the decision that came down today. There were two dissenting. It basically said that the provision in the Trump tax cuts that allowed a one-time tax on money that billionaires had stashed overseas was legal. But what I thought was interesting, and in fact in the decision, Kavanaugh wrote that had we struck this down, it would have opened the door to striking down, you know, massive parts of the Internal Revenue Code. And Gorsuch and Thomas dissented. What do you think of that?
I think it's they have their own agenda, right? I mean, Thomas, obviously, Harlan Crow, no more vacations if you can raise his taxes more. Imagine if Thomas was able to get rid of the taxes, no more tax on the wealthy. Then Thomas would have a personal jet. He'd have a jet pack. He'd have anything he wants. Are you kidding me? What to deliver that?
Yeah.
Gorsuch, you know, his flawed legal reasoning to achieve a goal that he wants. I mean, look, it's kind of interesting that they went 7-2 on that one, and they opened the door for a wealth tax by calling it an excise tax in the future. And perhaps we get to that at that point in the future. We need that. At some point, we need it.
Yeah, yeah, it seems. It really seems. Dean, as an attorney, how would you, we have just about 50 seconds here. I'm curious your thoughts on the state of the American legal system and what average people can do to help make it more resilient to these Republican attacks.
I think we have to win the election in 2024 so that Biden and the Democrats can keep appointing Democratic or at least real people, real judges. Because if Biden wins, but we lose the Senate, I can guarantee they will not confirm any judicial nomination, especially Supreme Court and Court of Appeals. J.D. Vance, Tom Cotton, Josh Hall, they'll block everything. Republicans have control. We will not be able to confirm any more judges. So we have to win, and we have to hold on to the Senate. Tough to do, but we can do it.
Yeah, absolutely. And then, and ideally, you know, expand the Supreme Court.
Yes, very much so. We need that. We'll live like this for the rest of our lives. We can't have a right-wing GOP Supreme Court delivering political decisions consistent with the GOP platform and masquerading as legal decisions. It's not legal decisions anymore. Everyone knows this now. It's ridiculous. There's no confidence. There's no more check on the president.
Three stolen seats, Ray, thank you very much. Excuse me. Dean, thank you very much. It's always great talking with you. I really appreciate it.
Thanks, Tom.
Dean Obidali, you'll hear him on Sirius XM, channel 127, 6 p.m. Eastern every night.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And check out his newsletter over on Substack. It's called The Dean's Report. It's free and it's brilliant. We'll be right back. Do you know Cesar Millan? He was the original host of the Emmy-nominated TV series The Dog Whisperer, and is the star of the newest hit show, Better Human, Better Dog. He's a legendary dog behaviorist with multiple hit TV shows where he basically transforms troubled dogs into calm, carefree pups. And if there's one thing this man knows, it's how to care for dogs the right way. That's why I was so excited to find out which food he feeds his dogs. It's Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty Pets. Knowing Cesar Millan relies on this freeze-dried raw food to help keep his own pack healthy makes me feel even more excited about giving it to my own dogs, Blue and Chewy. Because since I started feeding Nature's Blend to them, they just seem so much younger and happier. I also like how it's not messy and easy to prepare with no messy pouches to squeeze. Save up to 54% off of Nature's Blend and receive a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught cod skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. That's text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can or will vary. Text fees may apply.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this. Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
It's summertime in Wisconsin, and whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local Civic Media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's like testosterone and overload and whatever they, you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Say you never give in to a meltdown. And never fill your feed with kid photos. You say you'd never put a pacifier in your mouth to clean it. And never let them run wild through the grocery store. So when you say you'd never let them get into a car without you there, know it can happen. 1 in 4 hot car deaths happen when a kid gets into an unlocked car and can't get out. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop. Look. Lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Let's face it, life can be stressful. It can be overwhelming. And it's not just your mind that suffers when you're feeling tense and anxious. Stress can make a mess of your digestion and immune system, too. But here's the thing. You can handle it. Introducing Just Calm, the breakthrough new stress-busting formula from Just Thrive Health. Say goodbye to frazzled nerves and hello to steady, chill, more relaxed you. Just Calm's exclusive mood lifting blend is clinically proven to help you relax and breathe a little easier in as little as 4 weeks. And for next level mood and immune support, I love my award-winning Just Thrive probiotic.
It not only has 1,000 times better survivability than most probiotics, but the spore-based probiotic banishes bloat and constipation, so your gut can produce more serotonin, your happy hormone. Plus, it supports better sleep, so you can wake up feeling refreshed and revitalized. With Just Calm and Just Thrive probiotic, you'll have the ultimate stress-fighting duo to help you win the day every day, all with a money-back guarantee. What do you have to lose? For a limited time, you can try Just Thrive risk-free. You can save 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive probiotic and Just Calm when you go to justthrivehealth.com, justthrivehealth.com, and use the promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. Welcome back, 24 minutes past the hour. The climate crisis is also an insurance crisis. This is an amazing story that Rachel Cletus wrote for the Union of Concerned Scientists blog. They got reprinted over on commondreams.org. And basically what she's talking about is that large chunks of many of our states where climate change is really hitting hard, parts of California, parts of Florida, certainly along the Gulf Coast, the East Coast of the United States, where the seashore is shrinking, you know, as the oceans rise, we see, you know, periodically video of houses, South Carolina houses falling into the ocean. Down in Florida, the hurricanes and the floods that they just had, the insurance companies are going broke. There are so many insurance companies in Florida that have, and not just Florida, by the way, several other states as well, that have gone broke. They call the government programs that step in and insure you when you're uninsurable, essentially. They call them Citizens Property Insurance Corporations, and the states set these up. These are state-run, state-funded. And Florida's Citizen Property Insurance Corporation grew by 277% between 2017 and 2022. That's $423 billion. Of insured value that was shifted out of the private sector because the private sector just won't take these risks anymore or went out of business. There were massive bankruptcies among insurance companies in Florida. In Louisiana, they've experienced over that same period of time, 2017 to 2022, a 414% increase in people having to go to the state, you know, insurance of last resort. In the state of Washington, the Washington Fair Plan saw a five-year exposure increase of 226%, $70 billion by the end of 2022. So the insurance industry is in a crisis right now. And part of that crisis is also, you know, hitting homeowners across the United States and renters as well, because, you know, if you're a homeowner, you pay your insurance. If you're a renter, the landlord pays the insurance, and they have to raise your rent in order to cover it. So some of the really significant increases in housing prices that we're seeing right now are the consequence of massive increases in insurance prices. This is all caused by global warming, even though, you know, Ron DeSantis removed the phrase from all Florida government documents. It is caused by global warming, and we've got to do something about this. We've got to get this under control. It's 27 minutes past the hour. What's on your mind? I'll pick up your calls right after this.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's the place where despair is not an option. I'll be right back with your call. Stay with us.
Very pleased to have with me Tina Anderson. Tina is the founder of Just Thrive, extraordinary company that's got a new gut health product, a new probiotic. Tina, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Tom. Thank you for having me.
I think most people think of probiotics as just gut health, but this is much larger than that, isn't it?
Well, yeah, you know, gut health is such a hot topic right now. You know, everyone's kind of talking about gut health, and that's due in large part to the National Institutes of Health Human Microbiome Project. That told us more about the gut than we ever knew before. Our gut is responsible for so many aspects of our overall health. Our immune system, for example, 80% of our immune system is found in our gut lining.
I recall years ago people talking about the importance of eating like fermented foods, you know, like yogurt and the cabbage thing.
Sauerkraut. about sauerkraut, kimchi. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Because it would you know, supplement your gut health. We've gotten a lot more scientific about it, haven't we? We've figured out a lot more than just, you know, hey, just eat the right foods.
Absolutely. And you know what? Those are great tools to use in gut health. They just are not a replacement for a true probiotic that's going to make a change in your microbiome.
Just to start out with a probiotic, where do you begin?
I would always recommend someone starting with the Just Thrive probiotic and antioxidant. The other product I would definitely want to recommend, because unfortunately it's so relevant right now, is our Just Calm product. And that has 8 clinical trials behind it, showing that it's actually helping people reduce their perception of stress, which, I mean, obviously we all need a little bit of that these days. We have a coupon code for your audience too, which is Tom. You can find us at justthrivehealth.com and definitely use the coupon code Tom,
right.
T-H-O-M, for 20% off either the 90-day of probiotic or the 90-day of the Just Calm.
Tina Anderson, thank you so much for dropping by today.
I really appreciate it, Tom. Keep up the great work.
Thank you. You too.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. More Supreme Court opinions expected Friday. Justices have just 1 week before their summer break and have 17 more cases to release. Among those still outstanding, former President Trump's immunity claim. After several days of high temperatures, millions of Americans are in for more record heat.
From Oklahoma City to Little Rock, Nashville, Washington, D.C., as we go through the latter half of the weekend, all have a shot of breaking records. So we're not done with it.
That's ABC's meteorologist Ginger Z. President Biden signing a disaster declaration for the state of New Mexico as devastating wildfires have burned through 23,000 acres. Officials say at least 1,400 buildings have been destroyed. At least 2 people are confirmed dead. South Korea's military firing warning shots on Thursday to repel members of North Korea's military who they say temporarily crossed the country's border. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Former UW lacrosse chancellor Joe Gao says making online porn is no reason for him to lose his tenured faculty post.
Yes, my wife Carmen Wilson and I created a series of sexually explicit videos and books. We did so on our own time, using our own money.
A disciplinary hearing for Gao wrapped up Thursday morning. Interim Chancellor Betsy Morgan says she's lost trust in him. Even with high prices, Wisconsin is reporting a record number of home sales so far this fiscal year. The Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority reports 2,700 single-family home sales so far this fiscal year. That's more than twice as many in all of fiscal 2023. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Here's a feel-good story. A family of fourth-degree black belts stopped a sexual assault outside Houston, Texas. The attack took place Tuesday as the family was closing up their dojo for the day and heard screams. They rushed next door and found a man assaulting a woman. The attack was over immediately. The attacker was only a yellow belt. The family subdued the man until police arrived. Nice story. Revenge is a dish best served from the stage if you're Taylor Swift. Scooter Braun, the man responsible for selling Swift's master recordings to a private equity group, got a special send-up from Swift during a recent concert. Entertainment Weekly reports that the 14-time Grammy winner performed a medley of I Forgot You Existed and This Is Why We Can't Have Nice Things, two songs written to diss Braun during a recent concert. The entire audience was in on the joke and, along with Swift, literally had the last laugh. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Mostly cloudy skies and some showers and storms settling in during the overnight. Lower 60s and light east winds. On Friday, showers and storms around and some heavy rainfall a possibility. Afternoon highs will reach the lower to middle 70s. Currently 62 degrees.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
It is absolutely disgusting for conservatives to suggest that because someone is poor or struggling, that they lack judgment. If anybody needs morality policing, it's rich folks, for crying out loud, not people who are struggling to put food on the table and keep a roof over their heads.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Pat Kreitlow.
Friday morning, we'll ask Jim Santel to sum up the latest rulings from the Supreme Court before they end their current term, plus Mark Jacob and Dan Schumacher.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Food to help keep his own pack healthy makes me feel even more excited about giving it to my own dogs, Blue and Chewy. Because since I started feeding Nature's Blend to them, they just seem so much younger and happier. I also like how it's not messy. It's easy to prepare. There's no messy pouches to squeeze. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and receive a free bag of Cod Krispies. They're wild-caught cod skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, or text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Text fees may apply. 35 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Ray in Naperville, Illinois. Hey, Ray, what's up?
Hi, how you doing, Tom? Good to hear you back. My point is, once in a while when I'm driving, I do switch from you to right-wing radio. Now, I know it's dangerous because I'm driving, but... You know, I have heard this week, especially, the right-wing stations here in the Chicagoland area saying that we are not voting for Trump, we're voting for a philosophy. And that signals to me that even they feel, you know, that Trump is not a true viable candidate. And I'm talking, I'm listening to some pretty extreme, you know, and they're kind of, I always say, the right wing, they lay their framework or they grease their skids, I say. And what they're doing now is trying to say, even if Trump has some flaws, you don't want to vote for democracy. You want to vote for republic. That's what they're saying.
Yeah. Yeah, they're pitching, you know, the idea that we're a republic, not a democracy, and which is nonsense. We are a democratic republic. We are a constitutionally limited democratic republic. The fact that majorities choose people to represent us, we're actually a constitutionally limited representative democratic republic. But they've been using this language since the 50s. This was Joe McCarthy's thing in 1956. He said, don't ever say Democratic Party. It sounds too friendly. Always say Democrat Party with an emphasis on the rat.
Yeah. Yep. And what it's signaling to me, though, is that they also feel that Trump is, we've known this for a couple of years now, but he is even more mentally or cognitively decreased than they've ever let on. And this is a sign when they start saying, you're voting for a philosophy, and you got to remember that, right. You know, and then they spew all these lies that, you know, Democrats are fascists and blah, blah, blah. But it's showing to me that even they see the decline. And that's what I always say is both candidates have normal cognitive age-related decline. But Trump suffers from a various of, and it's easy to see, narcissism and, you know, a couple of
other. The problem is Trump is mentally ill. I mean, you compound the normal age-related, you know, problems with, well, he is. I mean, you know, and it's easy to diagnose. The guy's a sociopath at the very least, and probably a psychopath. And he's got narcissistic personality disorder in the most extreme form, and he's a compulsive liar. You know, the guy is seriously mentally ill, and when you overlay that age-related degeneration with a serious mental illness, you've got not just a problem, you've got a danger. So, yeah, I'm with you. Ray, and I think your analysis of the right-wingers that you listen to is absolutely right. Keep it up and keep informing us about it. Ray, I got to move along. Thanks for the call. Steve in Pittsburgh. Hey, Steve, what's on your mind today?
Take your call. I wanted to say, caller yesterday, I was one of the other shows, and they was talking about how the guy wrote a book on him after he left the office, and he said from one meeting to the next he couldn't remember what he said to him, and he would start all back over. So I think he's way further gone than we realize. But the reason why I was called, we're talking about Trump.
Yeah.
So I was sure. That he's going to make it into office, because he's still very confident, and that confidence is coming in if Larry's are not going to vote.
Steve, your phone is breaking up really badly. I don't know if you can walk closer to the base station of it or get by a window or whatever, because... Please say again what you just said.
I came further out for you. Saying is that he, I was believing that we were going to win the election, and then they wasn't going to either certify our votes, or the courts is not going to certify our votes. And I'm really worried about that, especially after hearing the stuff from yesterday from one of his goonies, saying how the courts are on their side and all that other stuff. And I wanted to get your opinion on it.
It's a serious and legitimate concern, Steva, and one that I share. They've packed the courts with right-wing cranks. They're going to make all kinds of challenges to the votes, particularly in cities that have large urban populations, large black populations. That's who Trump always attacks by name 100% of the time. And, you know, cities with black mayors in particular. And, you know, it plays well with his white racist base. I don't think that the Biden administration is going to let them get away with too much. So, although at the state level, you know, the Supreme Court has legalized purging voting rolls, and they are purging them like there's no tomorrow right now. I heard that in Georgia, the governor and the Secretary of State, Brad Raffensperger, have just purged 200,000 people off the voting rolls. I'll bet most of those were in Fulton County. So we're going to see that. It's going to be a problem. It's going to make it harder in the swing states for Democrats to win. But all that, I think, will be balanced out by the fact that there are millions of women who are seriously pissed off about the Dobbs decision, and I think people are waking up. So, Steve, thank you for the call. So nice to hear from you. Lisa in Carmichael, California. Hey, Lisa, what's up?
Hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. I'm glad that you and Louise are feeling better from COVID. The reason I called because I watched a video. You're welcome. I was watching a video on Wednesday by Brian Tyler Cohen. Are you familiar with him?
Yeah.
Okay. The name of this video is Bombshell Secret Video Exposes Trump's Dangerous Election Plan. And Roger Stone was featured in it. He and a bunch of others are conspiring with Trump to undermine the 2024 election. There was a person who was with the organization called The Undercurrent. This is an undercover person who filmed Roger Stone
at a Mar-a-Lago dinner called the Catholics for Catholics. And they have a lawyer and a judge, and I don't know which lawyer or judge, they didn't specify, who are going to stop what they call a fraudulent or a fraudulent election. And they want to, what was my train of thought? Oh, okay. Stone calls it, well, they want to stop what Stone would call voter fraud to be stopped by these judges, a judge and a lawyer that they have in their pockets, and they even have the judge's phone number. When during the election, yeah, where urban areas have favoring votes for Biden, they will call foul and make a move to stop that election and declare it as fraudulent. They've also have judges in Florida who would dismiss charges against Trump based on canon, who would stop, sanction Jack Smith because he requested a gag order against Trump. And in turn, she would slap a gag order against Smith. And a delay in the D.C. trial is also going on by the Supreme Court. And I know we don't have time to talk about it, but I would really, really strongly encourage you to watch it. It's only about 9.5 minutes long.
I've seen the clip that he based it on. I've seen the clip of Roger Stone. I haven't played it here on this program, but because I wasn't sure about the copyright status. But you're right. I mean, Roger Stone is bragging that they've got judges in their pocket and they're going to basically steal the election. And I have no doubt, you know, that that's on his agenda. I mean, it was Roger Stone who engineered the George W. Bush Stop the Steal program in Florida in 2000. You know, all those, that whole phony baloney bunch of people from Tom DeLay's office who came down, the Brooks Brothers so-called riot, where they were pounding on the glass and saying, stop the count, and they were calling Al Gore and Joe Lieberman, calling him Joe Loserman and stuff like that, or Sore Loserman. Mm-hmm. I mean, all of that stuff, that was Roger Stone. He had, in fact, in 2016, he had registered a website, stopthesteals.something. Mm-hmm. And they were planning on doing this in 2016. But, you know, surprise, Trump won. You know, it's an old playbook for them, and they've used it in the past. And in 2000, they actually succeeded in getting the Supreme Court to overturn the election and give it to George Bush, even though Al Gore won by 500,000 votes. And in Florida, he would have won if every vote had been counted. I share your concern, Lisa. Lisa, I got to move along. Thank you for the call. Sonia in Paradise, California. Hey, Sonia, what's on your mind today?
I wanted to follow. Can you hear me?
Yes, just fine.
Hello? Okay. I wanted to follow up on Norma from Alabama's call. I always listen to her. This is what I did on my own. I ordered a custom-made bumper sticker in big fonts with a yellow background, and I have it on my bumper sticker in my vehicle, and it reads, Watch Free Speech TV in big fonts. That's the best I can do right now, because I always listen to Norma. I like the way Norma speaks, and she brings reason to the platform, and this is the best that I can do. I live in Butte County. It's a red county, and there's red all over the place, Trump signs all over the place, and I said, a small bumper sticker is not going to cut it. I got to make it big. So that's what I did.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. I have been encouraging the people of Free Speech TV to also print business cards. They're really cheap. You can get, like, you know, 1,000 business cards for $40 and or even $25 in some places. And you just print on both sides. And one side talks about Free Speech TV and the other side says, you know, Dish Channel and DirecTV Channel and Roku and, you know, all the various places where you can get Free Speech TV. And they should send 10 of these to every single person who has ever contributed to Free Speech TV so we can all pass them out. And we need bumper stickers. We need Free Speech TV bumper stickers. Sonia, thank you. That's absolutely brilliant. Appreciate the call. It's 48 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
I'll be right back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us. My experience with Superbeats Healthy Heart Chews is that they are powerful for healthy blood pressure. You know, they feature grapeseed extract, beetroot powder, and CoQ10. I feel like I'm doing something very good for my blood pressure and heart health every day when I take them. Plus, with no pills to swallow, they taste wonderful. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the grapeseed extract in Superbeats is clinically shown to be nearly 2 times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. New Superbeats Heart Chews Advanced supports healthy CoQ10 levels as well, an important nutrient for heart health. Find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles of new Superbeats Heart Chews Advanced and save 15% for a limited time only by going to superbeatsradio.com and using the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's superbeatsradio.com, promo code TOM. superbeatsradio.com, promo code TOM.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's like testosterone and overload and whatever they, you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
I've never played this game. Uno is great because kids can play against adults without being overmatched, and adults can play it together and still have fun.
Robert from McFarland flipped a table during an Uno game.
Maybe this is why I don't play these games.
Oh, I would love to play Uno with you.
You want to have an Uno Fest?
Yeah, that would be awesome.
We could, like, have an Uno Fest for charity or something?
That'd be cool.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
When I smoke weed, I get lost in the music. I like to isolate each instrument. The rhythmic bass, the harmonies on the piano, the sticky melody.
Hey, careful, babe. There's someone crossing the street.
Sorry, I didn't see him there.
If you feel different, you drive different. Don't drive high. It's dangerous and illegal everywhere. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media network. Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
What is the worst movie franchise? Do you have one, Conrad?
What are your thoughts on Transformers?
I saw one Transformer movie. I think it was the first one. I didn't even know what the hell was going on.
I can't get into them anymore because, you know, it's the same every movie now.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be nice if you knew which Transformer. I know there's, like, testosterone and overload and whatever they, you know.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Threshold.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it.
My experience with Superbeats Healthy Heart Chews is that they are powerful medicine for healthy blood pressure. They feature grapeseed extract, beetroot powder, and CoQ10. I feel like I'm doing something very good for my blood pressure and heart health every day when I take them. Plus, there's no pills to swallow, and they taste wonderful. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the grapeseed extract in Superbeats is clinically shown to be nearly 2 times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. Use Superbeats Heart Chews Advanced to support healthy CoQ10 levels, too, an important nutrient for heart health. Find out how you can get a free 30-day supply on bundles of new Superbeats Heart Chews Advanced and save 15% by going to GetSuperBeats.com and using the code TOM. That's GetSuperBeats, B-E-E-T-S.com, GetSuperBeats.com, and the code TOM is T-H-O-M to get that free 30-day supply on bundles of new Superbeats Heart Chews Advanced and save 15%. Once again, that's GetSuperBeats.com using the code TOM, T-H-O-M. And welcome back. Picking up your calls here, Scott in Detroit, Michigan. Hey, Scott, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Hey, glad you're feeling better, both you and Louise. And hey, who would have thought that SCOTUS is where the Constitution goes to die? I got a kind of a thought, like, you know, this whole Project 2025, I'm wondering, do you think they're pushing behind the scenes to get or the Chinos, as I call them, Christians in name only, that they're pushing because they want the rapture to come sooner? Because the Heritage Foundation is funded by oil companies, right? Koch brothers. And even though the oil companies know darn well in their own reports that what they're doing is causing global warming. Just your thoughts. I kind of went out there, but...
No, this is a real problem among Christian fundamentalists, is that they believe that the rapture is coming, and many of them believe that the prophecy in Revelation 7 suggests that the precursor to this has to be a war in Israel, where 144,000, everybody except 144,000 Jews are killed, and those Jews all convert to Christianity, and then Jesus reappears in the sky. And you know, and they're informing their judicial opinions with this. They're informing their legislation with this stuff. I don't know that there's any hardcore Bible thumpers like that on the Supreme Court, other than Amy Coney Barrett. She grew up in a right-wing religious cult called People of Praise. It's a Catholic cult, and you know, which has a very bizarre history. The women are called handmaids to begin with. Mm-hmm. You know, she spent her whole life being called a handmaid. So I don't know if the People of Praise is one of these end times cults, but they are certainly, you know, a major Catholic cult with some very bizarre beliefs.
Yeah, I almost think Trump and SCOTUS are irrelevant. It's the people behind Project 2025 that are waiting.
Yeah, the right-wing billionaires. I'm with you. And Leonard Leo and his Catholic buddies. Thank you, Scott. Good to hear from you today. Thanks so much for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself, the people around you, and stay safe.
Listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Do you know Cesar Millan? He was the original host of the Emmy-nominated TV series The Dog Whisperer, and is the star of the newest hit show, Better Human, Better Dog. He's a legendary dog behaviorist with multiple hit TV shows where he basically transforms troubled dogs into calm, carefree pups. And if there's one thing this man knows, it's how to care for dogs the right way. That's why I was so excited to find out which food he feeds his dogs. It's Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty Pets. Knowing Cesar Millan relies on this freeze-dried raw food to help keep his own pack healthy makes me feel even more excited.
excited about giving it to my own dogs, Blue and Chewy. Because since I started feeding Nature's Blend to them, they just seem so much younger and happier. I also like how it's not messy and easy to prepare with no messy pouches to squeeze. Save up to 54% off of Nature's Blend and receive a free bag of Cod Krispies, their wild-caught cod skin treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/Tom or text Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. That's text Tom to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can or will vary. Text fees may apply.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK. Crude and Dom.
Tune in to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. A Friday edition will air the grievances and get a legal update. Devil's Friday.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Brian, do you buy your tickets on Ticketmaster?
Whether I want to or not, I do.
Bella DeVan. We're going to talk a little bit about monopolies.
Live Nation and Ticketmaster together control 80% of the primary ticketing market. They have the market power to bully people into submission. And then you trap consumers into basically having to pay like junk fees that are basically created to create profit for the company.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. South Korea reacting to a new